Governor Andrew Cuomo is releasing some of his proposals for the new year early. One of them is a plan to ban polystyrene, a plastic foam commonly known as styrofoam, in takeout containers from restaurants and fast food outlets. It follows the passage of a new law to ban single-use plastic bags in New York, which takes effect in March. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
The measure would make illegal the use of expanded polystyrene, a plastic foam commonly known as styrofoam, for single-use food containers by restaurants, caterers, food trucks, retail food stores, delis, and grocery stores. It would still be allowed for packaging raw meat, fish, and eggs. The proposal would also ban the packaging materials known as packing peanuts. Environmentalists praise the idea. Kate Carrera with Environmental Advocates of New York says the overuse of the plastic foam is a scourge since it does not completely break down in landfills and lasts for hundreds of years.
The polystyrene itself is non-biodegradable, so poses a lot of hazards to human health and our environment. There's, I think the estimate is there's about 3 million tons of polystyrene created a year in the U.S. It's just a tremendous amount of waste, really.
When the polystyrene does break down, it's in the form of microplastics, and it can be ingested by wild birds, says Aaron McGrath with Audubon New York.
Well, the problem is that it doesn't break down in their stomachs. So in the worst case scenarios, it can build up to the point where they wind up starving. And we're also starting to see some initial research that shows that some of the chemicals that's contained in the plastic can actually be absorbed by the birds through their gut. So that's been a major impact for them and something that we definitely want to eliminate.
The plastics could also be ingested by animals higher up the food chain, including humans. Alternatives include paper or cardboard containers, as well as biodegradable containers made out of corn or soy-based products. There's a bill in the legislature sponsored by Senator Jen Metzger and Assemblywoman Pat Fahey that would allow people to bring their own containers to a restaurant to take home leftover food. The restaurant industry, which would have to make the biggest changes under the ban, are not on board with the proposal. Melissa Fleischett, president of the New York State Restaurant Association, says while the group wants sensible measures that are good for our environment, a ban might place financial burdens on restaurants that she says are already struggling to meet hundreds of state regulations. In a statement, she says her group will seek a hardship provision that would protect restaurants from dramatic price increases that could harm their businesses. McGrath with Audubon New York says supporters of the ban are not against restaurants, and she backs the idea of the government helping them comply with the ban.
I'm sure there are going to be little tweaks that we're going to have to make here and there to make sure that everyone is accommodated. And I think we do want to make sure that small businesses in particular have enough time to react and to replace styrofoam with other alternatives.
But she says many restaurants, including big chains like McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts, have already phased out the material. The proposal would take effect in 2022. Carrera, with environmental advocates, would like to see the ban imposed sooner in 2021.
This could be brought in sooner than 2 years from now. It could certainly be a one-year implementation period.
She says the plastic bag ban takes effect less than a year after the measure was passed. She says she thinks the industries that use the plastic foam could be ready for the changes by then. Cuomo's proposal would also give the State Department of Environmental Conservation the authority to limit the use of other packaging materials in the future if they're deemed harmful to the environment. Violators would face fines starting at $250 and growing to $2,000 for repeat offenses. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.